Major, good morning. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. We're glad to be with you today.
Merry Christmas to you as well. For our listeners, Major, who see the Salvation Army and just think about those red kettles that are out front of this favorite shopping stores in the holiday season, can you give us an overview of the things the organization, the Salvation Army, is doing outside of those kettles that we see this holiday season?
Well, certainly here in Wake County, we operate the largest family shelter year-round, and you know, there's hundreds of families with literally nowhere to go, and so it's a vital service just to make sure there's a roof and a warm place for them to stay and food to eat and just people to come around them to help them overcome the crisis that they're encountering. We have after-school programs, athletic programs, programs for seniors, a lot of character building, and just a various amount of things. But here at Christmas time, we've got the angel tree with over 7,000 children who have presents under the tree due to the generosity of our community.
I want to talk about the Angel Tree program a little more in depth in just a moment. But first, I do want to ask about those red kettles that we see outside the stores this holiday season. Tell us a little bit about that program and where those funds go when people drop the pennies or the quarters or the dollars into those jars.
Sure. And right now, you can also, we're in this age where you can snap that QR code or Apple Pay or Google, but there's so many ways to give. That supports the year-round activities of the Salvation Army so that no matter what time of year, when, or where, we can be positioned to help meet needs in our community. So all the things that I talked about previously are funded through those and so many more. We run a food pantry. Obviously, we do an evening feeding for those experiencing homeless Monday through Friday as well, probably 70 to 150 people a night coming through to get that hot meal on the evening.
Tell me a little bit more about the Angel Tree program. I know this is something that my family and I have done for several Christmases now, and it certainly gives us a lot of joy to be able to give to these kids this time of year. But for our listeners who may not be familiar with it, tell us a little bit more about the Angel Tree program and how they can get involved.
Sure. So, again, we've got about 7,000 children who need to be adopted. I think we're closing in. I think we have less than 200 children left. And so families that are struggling, maybe a parent been out of work for a while due to illness or trying to find a job, and they're sort of back in, they're making things go. But, you know, the extra lift financially of Christmas can often just be such a challenge for families just trying to make rent and put food on the table. So it's a great way for us to help our neighbors. And, you know, we've got about 200 kids left. Next week, we give those gifts to parents so they can be under the tree for Christmas. And so for anybody who would like to adopt an angel, you can go online to wakearmy.org and adopt an angel right virtually. Right off of there, there's also Crabtree Valley Mall has an angel tree on the lower level beside Conkey, and Walmarts also have angel trees in them as well. So many ways, or just give us a call, and we'll be happy to connect you to angels. We just need those back this week. And if you've adopted angel right after Thanksgiving and got busy and haven't returned your gift yet, those can get returned to 1300 Buck Jones Road or 1865 Capitol Boulevard. And we just need to get them all back so we can make sure we've got time to get them organized to give to the families next week.
What's the biggest need for the Salvation Army of Wake County currently?
Well, right now this is just trying to fulfill these last angels that need to be adopted, just to make sure everybody has something under the tree at Christmas time. And we just, you know, the families are depending on our community to come and help them. And so we just don't want to fall short. So we want to make sure every child gets adopted. And even if you just want to go out and buy some toys or clothing and drop that off, if you don't have time to grab an angel, all that will help for anybody who's getting missed otherwise.
Major, how can our listeners get involved or learn more or just help out the Salvation Army?
Sure. Go to wakearmy.org, and you can find about all the activities and services we do. If you'd like to volunteer, we certainly need help organizing these gifts still, so there's an opportunity and a link to do that. There's a phone number and a volunteer coordinator, Rosemary, you can give a call to schedule that time. You can go out and ring the bell with friends, family, and help us with that collection that funds all the things that happen all throughout the year.
Major Chuck White, the area commander with the Salvation Army of Wake County. Major, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for what you're doing for our communities this time of year and all year long. And we look forward to visiting again sometime in the near future. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too.